Today's daf is daf lamed vav. We left off in daf lamed hey amid beis. We are at the we are on daf lamed hey amid beis on the second wide line. We're up to isi. So a new issue. Isi tani af bal yikruchu nashim peturos. Isi learns that isi taught that even bal yikruchu, the iser for a person to pull out hair as a sign of mourning, as a sign of avelos, is also considered. Women are also pater from that iser. Meaning the Mishnah listed only three isurim that women are pater from. They're only pater from according to the Mishnah bal tashchus, bal takif, and bal tatam in the mesim. Isi adds a fourth to the list. Now the Gemara is going to spend the next half an amud or so discussing isi's opinion and trying to figure out where Isi got his shita from, why Isi holds that women are pater from Bal Yikruchu. The Gemara is going to suggest a number of different possibilities. So the impression you get from the Gemara is the fact that Abaye and Rava and all the Amoraim seem to be working on Isi is that Lechora we would paskin like Isi. However, the Ran writes on this Gemara that Isi, you have to keep in mind, even as we discuss Isi's opinion for a while, Isi is going against the Stam Mishnah. Our Stam Mishnah said that there are only three Isurim in the Torah that women are in fact pater from, and Isi adds a fourth, so therefore we would not paskin like Isi. But anyway, let's see how they explain Isi. My time at the Isi. What's the reason why Isi would exclude women from the Isser of Bal Yikruchu? So first, the Gemara is going to have three explanations. First one is as follows. Didarish hachi, banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, lo siskodudu v'lo sisimu korcha ben eneichem l'meis, ki am kadosh ato l'Hashem elokecha. That's the pasuk, that because we're banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, that's why we have an isra of lo siskodudu, and we don't put a korcha ben eneichem, we don't take out hair for the sake of a meis, because we're an am kadosh. So what are we darshin? Banim v'lo banos l'karcha. Apparently, banim v'lo banos, only men, not women, are included in the isra of karcha. Why else would it say banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem? So, frak the Gemara, really? There are two isurim in that pasuk. How do you know to exclude women from the isra of karcha, the isra of taking out hair? Maybe the banim v'lo banos should go on the other isra in the pasuk, lo siskodidu, the isra of cutting oneself. Normally, when we refer to lo siskodidu, we refer to the drasha we make from lo siskodidu, that we shouldn't become agudos, that we shouldn't break up into different groups and express a lack of unity in any sort of public fashion. But over here, we're going with the pasha pshat. Lo siskodidu means you shouldn't cut yourself in a sign of mourning. So atomer lekarcha. How do I know that the banim v'lo banos drasha, the fact that we're including men and not women in the iser, relates to the iser of karcha? Maybe it relates to the iser of gedida. In fact, it's more logical to say it relates to the iser of gedida, because the pasuk starts banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Then the very first iser the pasuk mentions is lo siskodidu. So if you're going to put the comma somewhere, it would be after lo siskodidu and say, okay, the banim part goes on lo siskodidu. And then you have lo sasim karcha ben eneichem l'meis ki am kadosh ato l'Hashem elokecha. That the isser that relates to the entire am, which includes the women, would be the isser of karcha. So why would I reverse it? Kishu omer ki am kadosh ato l'Hashem elokecha harei gedida amur. Very strange. The Gemara says when the pasuk adds in that last phrase of ki am kadosh ato l'Hashem elokechem, that's referring to gedida, and therefore we know that women are included in the isra of gedida. Hamani mekayim banim v'lo banos l'karcha. So why do I use banim v'lo banos for? To teach me about karcha, about the isra of pulling out hair. So frek the Gemara, but that's backwards. Umari isa l'rabos is a gedida lahutzias a karcha. Why would you invert the pasuk like that? Why would you say that the banim v'lo banos part of the pasuk, which is at the beginning, relates to the second isra in the pasuk, and the kiyam kadosh ato l'Hashem elokecha, which is at the end of the pasuk, relates to the first isra in the pasuk? Why would you say that? So it says in Marba Anias Akadida, sheyeshna b'makom aseyar v'shelo b'makom aseyar. It's more logical to assume that women are included in gedida because gedida is more expansive. Why is it more expansive? It applies to the entire body. Where you have hair, where you don't have hair, it doesn't make a difference. There's an isra of gedida, you're not allowed to cut yourself. But we exclude karcha, we exclude women from the isra of karcha, we limit the isra of karcha, because we know that isra is already limited. It only applies in the makom seyar, and that's why we're going to limit the isra of karcha. Frek the sheetal and other me. Really, that's a strong enough svara to invert an entire pasuk and to apply the beginning of a pasuk to the second isra and the end of the pasuk to a first isra? That doesn't seem like nearly a strong enough reason to invert the pasuk. So the sheetal and other me suggests that it's not just that it's more expansive, that the Yisur of Kedita is more expansive because it applies to the whole body, and the Yisur of Karcha is more limited because it only applies to the Makom Seir. No, it's more than that. The fact that it's limited, that the Yisur of Karcha is limited to the Makom Seir, shows us that that's a spot where we're going to have special kulas for women. Because we already know that we have a certain kula for women b'makom seir, namely, bal takifu. There's no iser for women to be makif the pa'as rosham, to shave off the corners of their heads. So therefore, since they're not included in the iser of bal takifu, so mela, we see that we're more makel with them when it comes to issues on the top of the head. And once we see that the Yisur of Karcha relates only to the top of the head, that's why we're more likely to say that women should not be included in this Yisur. So, frakting Mara ve'ema banav lo banos bein lekarcha bein lekadita. Why don't you say the heading of the pasuk is banav matam l'shem alkechem? So why don't you say that banav, that drasha banav lo banos relates to both karcha and gedita? What do I do with Am Kadosh HaTol Hashem Elkecha, which implies that everyone's included? V'chikasov, ki Am Kadosh HaTol Hashem Elkecha, v'shrita v'duchziv. It's about a third Isser. It's about the Isser of Srita. What's the difference between Srita and Kedida? So the Gemara is going to assume at this point that Kedida is with a Kli. That Kedida is cutting yourself with a Kli. Srita is cutting yourself the Yad, is taking your nails and cutting yourself. So why don't you assume that the Banav Matam L'Hashem Elkechem that relates to both men and women relates to the Isser of Srita, not to the Isser of Kedida, nor to the Yisra of Karcha. So Frekt Rashi, the obvious Kasha, I'll tell you why we don't assume that. Because the Yisra of Srita is nowhere in that Pasuk. The Yisra of Srita just doesn't exist in that Pasuk. The Yisra of Srita is somewhere else. So says Rashi, V'yafagav the Srita b'hayin yon elok siv, kivin de damyu l'gedida kasva hacha, that maybe since it's similar to Gedida, it's certainly in the same family of Isurim as Gedida, so therefore it's good enough to include a special riboy about Srita over here. That's the idea. And the point is, it's better to say that than, as Rashi says at the end, v'alchi shaper tefei v'lav l'srus re'kra. Better to say that than to totally invert a pasuk, than to have part one of a pasuk go on part three, and part four go on part two. Right, it's much better to say that it's relating to something else entirely than to just jumble up the entire pasuk. So why doesn't Isi assume that way, that women are included both, that women are excluded both from Karcha and from Gedida, and they're only included in Srita? So says Gemara, no, Ksavar Isi, Srita, Gedida, Achasi. Isi, old Srita and Gedida are one and the same. They're not two separate things. So wait a second, if it's one and the same, why would the Torah use two separate Lashonos to tell me Srita and Gedida? So the Tosas Rid writes that the two Lashonos would reflect that there are two separate lavin. And therefore, the Ritva says, if one were to violate either Srita Biyad or Gedida Bikli, it doesn't make a difference, you're in violation of both lavin and you get two malkios. Because you violated it by doing any one of them, you violated both of them. They're interchangeable terms that mean Bein Biyad, Bein Bikli. So therefore, you'd be Chayiv Shtayim. What's interesting, though, is that the Rambam only counts it as one Isser in the Minyan of Mitzvos, and in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam certainly implies that there's no second Malkus, that there's only one Isser, one punishment for one Chiv Malkus for doing Srita / Kedida. So how is the Rambam going to understand that it's Achashi? Why would the Torah tell it to me twice in two different Lashonos if in fact it means the same thing? So the Lech Mishnah points out that as with many Kashas on the Rambam, all you need to do is read the Shrashim to the Sefer HaMitzvos and you'll figure out exactly what the Rambam was thinking. In the ninth Shoresh to the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam writes that repetition of a lav, even in a different language, does not necessarily mean that there are going to be multiple malkios. Repetition of a lav shows you that it's a very chamur lav, that it's something that should be taken very seriously, but does not tell you many malkios. When do we say that you're chayiv twice for something? When the second lav adds something that the first lav didn't cover. Only when it's going to add something new, that's when we're saying you're going to be chayiv twice. But if it's not going to add anything new, if it's going to be the same thing, and it's just a repetition of the lav in a different word, so that, the Lech Mishnah points out, from the ninth Shoresh of the Rambam, is not going to warrant its own punishment. There's also a discussion about Hasra over here. Let's say you get Hasra, don't do Gedida, and then you you cut yourself with your fingernails. Or you get hasra, don't do srita, and then you cut yourself with a kli. So is the hasra for one going to work for the other? Now, certainly the pashup shot in the Gemara, and this is what the Rambam writes, is that yes, hasra is fine, one to the other, because it means the same thing. The ravid, however, on the rif, suggests that no, that you need specific hasra for one or the other. That if one is about to do gedida b'kli, you need hasra not to do gedida. If you can do srita b'yad, you need a special hasra not to do srita b'yad. Okay, so far that was all just one explanation of the shita of Isi. Isi excluded women from the Isser of Bal Yikruchu, of cutting out hair as a sign of mourning, and the Gemara had explained that it's based on how he darshan the Pasuk of Banim v'lo Banos. Banim atam l'ashem l'kechem v'lo Banos. Abaye, however, has a second explanation. As I said, there are going to be three. Abaye is the second explanation. Abaye amar haynu taimu di isi du gamar karcha karcha mi b'nei Aaron. He learns it out of Gzeru Shava, karcha karcha from b'nei Aaron. Ma lahala nashim p'turos, afkan nashim p'turos. Just like in the parasha of Emor al-Kohanim b'nei Aaron. We darshan and in that parsha it includes an isser of karcha, it includes an isser of cutting off, of cutting hair, of removing hair, so as a sign of mourning. So just like there's an isser for kohanim that includes only men and not women, because it's b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, so too by the isser that applies to the rest of Klal Yisrael, it applies to only men and not women. So frak the Gemara, but wait a second. V'sfirulan d'chik siv kra b'kuli anyano hu d'chsiv. When you look at that parsha, the beginning of Parshas Emor, so the pasuk says Emor al kohanim b'nei Aaron, then it tells you about an isser of tumah, of tumah lemeis, and then it tells you a whole bunch of other isurim. So there are two ways, as we saw yesterday, but we didn't have time to explain it. There are two ways to analyze that parsha. The drasha of banimat of bnei Aaron v'lo benos Aaron, does it only relate to the first isur mentioned of tumah, but the rest of the isur would apply equally to men and women? Or does bnei Aaron v'lo benos Aaron relate to everything that's going to be mentioned in that parsha, including karcha? So says the Gemara, if Abaye holds that chiksiv kra b'kuli anyanu d'chsiv, that bnei Aaron v'lo benos Aaron relates to all of the isurim, including karcha, so why do I need a gzeirah shava to teach me that by the isur of Yisrael to do karcha, it also only relates to the men and not to the women? I would know it anyway. Nishto kramine, let the pasuk stay away from the gzeirah shava. V'tesi b'kalvachomer, and I would know it from a kalvachomer. V'anam, I mean, I would say kalvachomer as follows. If even by Kohanim, where we give them so many more mitzvos and so many more isurim, nevertheless, the women are excluded from this isur, the women are not included in the isur of Karcha, so Yisrael, who were not eager to throw more mitzvos on top of course the women should be pater. Of course the women should not be included in the isur of Karcha. Why do I need a gzeir shava to teach it to me? It's a simple kalvachomer. Says Gemara, no, because you love gzeir shava. Had it not been for the gzeir shava, have I mean a hifsik inyan? I would have interpreted the beginning of Parshas Emor in the other way. I would have said that b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron relates to the isur of tumas meis, and the rest of the isurim in the parsha apply both to b'nei Aaron and b'nos Aaron, apply to women as well. That's why I need the gzeir shava to show me that that's not how I'm supposed to read the beginning of Parsha Semar, that I'm supposed to read the entire Parsha, meaning the first few psukim, the entire first few psukim relating to men and not to women. So, in fact, the Gemara, Hashanami name of Hefsekinin, you can have the Gezer Shava and still read the Parsha that way. Still read the Parsha as relating to the Bnei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron relating only to the Yisra of Tumah, and the rest of the Parsha relating to both men and women. And you know what I would use the Gezer Shava for? Not to teach me that women are excluded from the Yisra of Karcha. There's another thing that we need the Gzer Shava for. V'mishum Gzer Shava, if you're worried about what we're going to use the Gzer Shava for, we need it for the following brisa. Lo yikruchu, Pasuk says lo yikruchu, yachla filu karach arba v'chamish krichas, lo yehechai vela achas. I might think that even if you pull out four or five different handfuls of hair, that you're only chayiv once. That's why it says karcha. Tell me, I'm chayiv for each and every one. Berosham ma tamalomar. What does the pasuk add when it says berosham? Lefishenem los eskodu v'los sim karcha ben nechem lemeis yachlo yechayiv el al ben ha'inayim. From the fact that it says los eskodu and los simu karcha ben nechem lemeis, I might think that you're only chayiv. It says bein einechem. I think you're only chayiv if you pull out the hair from the part of your head that's bein ha'inayim, that's between your eyes, meaning corresponding to between your eyes, like where you put tefillin. Minayin l'rabos kol harosh. How do I know to include the iser, to that the iser includes the entire head? Tamaloma berosham. That's why the pasuk says berosham l'chayiv al harosh kabein einayim, to make you chayiv on the rest of the head, just like you're chayiv bein ha'inayim. We still haven't gotten to the point of what we're going to use the gzer shav for, but just as a ha'ara, the Rivan points out, is we're darshaning from the word barosham. We're saying without the word barosham, I would have thought the Yisr applies to only the area of the head where you put your tefillin. But barosham teaches me the entire head. Is the word barosham really extra? Meaning, it says that lo yikhu karcha barosham, right? That you shouldn't put a karcha on your head. That's extra. Well, if without that, I would have thought karcha applies to anywhere else in the body. Why does it? How can we darshan the word barosham? So the Rivan says, no, it's not extra. It's just, and we're not darshaning it as an extra word. We're just translating the word. The word barosha means on your head. It doesn't mean on one spot of your head. It means your entire head. So it's just a translation of the word. Other Rishonim say no, that it is extra, because karcha, when you say someone is bald, so what, you mean he has no hair in his arm? Right? No, when you say someone is bald, you're talking about his head. So karcha, the definition, but definitionally refers to the head. And therefore, barosha might in fact be extra, and that's why the Gemara is room for this drasha. But anyway, says Gemara Vayter, V'en li'alakwanim shubi ha'makasim mitzviseris, Yisrael minolan. I only know that kohanim, about whom there are many extra mitzvahs, are included in this iser. How do I know that Yisraelim are also? Nemar kan karcha? V'nemar la'alan karcha, ma'kan chayev al kol karcha v'karcha v'chayev al rosh k'bein einayim, af la'alan chayev al kol karcha v'karcha v'chayev al rosh k'bein einayim. We have a gzer shava. What do we use the gzer shava for? To teach me that just like by kohanim, there's a separate iser for each act of pricha, for each act of pulling out hair. And you're chayiv on any part of the head, not only on bein einayim, so too by Yisrael. Those same rules apply. Umala alon al meis, afkan al meis. And just like by Yisrael, it relates to doing a kricha because of a meis, so too by kohanim, it relates to dafka doing it when someone dies as a sign of mourning. So you see, we could use the gzera shava, even if we're not using the gzera shava to tell me anything about women. The gzera shava doesn't need to be teaching me about women. So therefore, that's the end of the Gemara's kasha, right? The Gemara's kasha is, why don't you assume that when the pasuk says emeral akarnim b'nei aron, that the drasha b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron only relates to the Isra of Tumah. The Isra of Karcha relates to Banim Ubanos, relates to men and women. What am I going to use the Gzeir Shava for? To teach me details about the Isir, about how many Chiyuvim you have if you do it multiple times, which part of the head is Chayiv, nothing about women at all. So it says Gemara, no, we can't dash in the Torah that way, because Imkei Nechtov Kra Kerach. My karcha shav mina tarti. Because if this Gzeir Shava was only meant to teach me those details, it should have said Kerach. From the fact that it says karcha, must be that there's a whole nother level of limud from this gzer shava, namely to teach me the din of women as well. That it's b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron, that it relates to only men and not to women. Period. So that was the second explanation of EC, why women are excluded from karcha, based on this gzer shava of karcha from Kohanim. Fine. So third possible explanation. Rava Amar, Hainu Taima Di Isi, Dialov Bein Einechem, Mitfilin. The following is the reason for Isi. He darshins Bein Einechem from Tefillin. Malala Nosh Maturus, Afkan Nosh Maturus. Just like by Tefillin women are Pater, and it says Bein Einechem, so too by Karcha, where it uses the phrase Bein Einechem, women are Pater. Verava Mai Taima Lomar Kabaye. Okay, now that we have all three explanations, we're going to try to figure out what each one does with the other. So why doesn't Rava say like Abaye, that it's based on Karcha Karcha Mibnei Aaron? So Karcha Kerach karcha lo mashmalei. He doesn't think that karcha includes anything more than the word kerach would have included, and therefore the gzera shava might only be coming to teach me the number of isurim violated when you pull out five handfuls of hair, and the makom on the rosh that's subject to the isur, but not that it relates to both. Not that to exclude women. V'abayi my time lo makrava. Why didn't Abayi say like Rava? Very pasha. Just learn from tefillin, right? It says bein einechem by both of them. So learn from tefillin that women are pater. Samalach tefillin. Afaya mehacha gamala. Abaye will say, no, you can't learn the halacha of Kerach from Tefillin because we already learn halachas of Tefillin from here. So it can't go in both directions. What do you mean we already learn halachas of Tefillin from here? Mala halan makom shalosim karcha begova shal rosh. Afkan makom anacha begova harosh. How do I know that Tefillin is put on the top of the head and not on literally between your eyes, right? Why? How do I know that you don't literally put it on the bridge of your nose between your eyes? Because we learn it from Bein Einechem. That just like the Bein Einechem by Karcha obviously isn't talking about between your eyes, right? You don't need to have a unibrow in order to fulfill the mitzvah, in order to violate the Yisr of Karcha. Obviously it's relating to the hair on your head. So too, the Bein Einechem that relates to Tefillin is not between your eyes. It's on the top of your head. So that's why Abai doesn't hold like Rava. Frek tells us, is that the rule? What did Rabbi just say? He just said, I can't learn like you, Rava, because I already used the Gezer Shava to teach me a halacha from Karcha to Tefillin, so I can't use it to teach me a halacha from Tefillin to Karcha. Frek tells us, Vim Tomer Mabakach. We have a rule that when you have a Gezerah Shavah, the Gezerah Shavah is supposed to be a two-way street, and you're supposed to learn whatever you can from one to the other. Just because you're learning something about Tefillin from Karcha doesn't mean you can't learn something about Karcha from Tefillin. Adrabah, it's more of a reason to learn. Why don't we say that just like Tefillin women are Patra, the same should be true by Karcha? So the Ramban is mitarates that Hashab Shat, women should be chayiv in Karcha because it's los asay. And the rule is that women are included in all los asays. Now it's true, a Gezerah Shavah can overpower that rule, but that's only if the Gezerah Shavah is not already used for something else. Once a Gezerah Shavah is already teaching me one din, we're not going to use as a second din for the Gezerah Shavah to overpower a known rule that women are included in los asays. That's how the Ramban is mitarit. Let's see what Tosa says, though. Tosa says, Yeshlomer deshemelo nigmar gezer shava el lashmin makom anachas tefillin. That perhaps the gezer shava is only meant to teach me the makom anachas tefillin. That this gezer shava, meaning the gezer shava, ain't adam done gezer shava me'atma. I assume this is what Tosa means. A person cannot be done a gezer shava on his own. He's not allowed to derive a gezer shava on his own. It has to be a mesorah from a rebbe. Right? So perhaps included in the mesorah was that you have a gezer shava to teach me the makom anachas tefillin. And since that's the mesorah, and nothing else, meaning exactly what it means. What exactly did they get the Misora? How can you ever have a machlokes about Gzeir Shava if a person has to learn from the Rebbe? How can you ever have someone change his mind about Gzeir Shava if you learn from the Rebbe? So apparently there's some vague idea, whether it be a number of Gzeir Shavas to use or certain dinim that they know they're going to learn from a Gzeir Shava without knowing exactly which words, and they have to figure out which words fit in. So Tosa seems to be saying they had on good they had a mesora that there is a gezerah shava to learn that Bein Einechem relates to the top of your head, but they did not know what the words were, so they assumed that it was this gezerah shava over here of karcha, right, of Bein Einechem rather, this gezerah shava of Bein Einechem, but they never had such a mesora to learn other halachos from the gezerah shava, and therefore they were limited. Okay, that's Tulsa's answer. Tulsa's asked another important question. Well, if Bein Einechem by karcha relates to the entire head and not really just Bein Einechem, right, by the Yisr of karcha, we just got through saying that it says barosham to teach me the entire head. So we see that the phrase Bein Einechem could mean the entire head. So why don't you put the tefillin anywhere in your head? You should be able to put the tefillin on the back of your head, on the side of your head. It should be totally fine. How do we know that Bein Einechem means Dafka Bein Einechem? So the truth is, Pnei Yeshua says there's a big difference. By Karcha, it uses the word Barosham, and it uses the word Bein Einechem. By tefillin, you never have the word Barosham, and you have the word Bein Einechem or Bein Einechem four times. So that's an indication, obviously, that the part of the head that you're going to use has to be Dafka Bein Einechem. Tulsa says, V'shem Elohachi Ma'ani Yai Bein Einechem, Dav Matzi L'michtav Barashechem, V'yavgav D'gavi Karcha K'su Bein Einechem, Afilu Achi Karcha B'chal Rosh, V'yishlom D'ligmar G'zer Shavah Nichtav. That the Bein Einechem by Karcha might have only been put there so that we can make a G'zer Shavah with Tefillin, but it's not really about Bein Einechem. Whereas by Tefillin, Bein Einechem seems to be the Iker Makom of the Tefillin. Okay, Frank L'gmar Vaiter, Bein Labai Bein L'Rava Hai Banu Matem Ma'idar Shibay. What do Abai and Rava, what do either Abai or Rava do with with the first limud, right? The first limud of banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, the banim v'lo banos. What are they darshan from there? Haimi bayi lichad tanya banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem bezman shatem noagim minag banim atem kriim banim ein atem noagim minag banim ein atem kriim banim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem teaches me nothing to do with banim v'lo banos. It's teaching me banim not as opposed to banos, but banim as opposed to avadim. That when we act like banim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu treats us as banim. He treats us kerachim aval banim. He treats us with a certain level of rachmanus. But when we don't act like banim, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then we're not called Hakadosh Baruch Hu's banim. Rameir om ben kach etem kriim banim. Rameir says, nah, you're always called banim to Hashem. Shnemar banim sichlem hema. And he quotes three different psukim that indicate that we're always called banim. The pasuk says that we're foolish sons. Apparently, even though we're fools, we're still called sons. Va'omer banim lo emun bam. Pasuk says that we're children in whom you can't have any faith. So apparently we're not good, and nevertheless we're still called banim. Va'omer, it says zera mereim banim ashchisim, that we're the zera of evildoers, and we're the children of who are destructive and corrupt. Obviously not acting like banim. Va'omer va'ev makom asher yomer lahem lo ami atem yomer lahem bnei kelchai, that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says lo ami atem, that we're acting like we're not his nation, nevertheless we're still his banim. So my v'omer, so frankly, why does it have to keep saying v'omer? Okay, we get the idea. Even when we don't act nicely, we're still called banim. Because I might have thought that when we're fools, we're not called banim, but when we're not trustworthy, when we're fools, we're still called banim, but when we're not trustworthy, that's worse, and we shouldn't be called banim. So tashma v'omer banim lo emun bam. That maybe when we're not trustworthy, we're still called banim, but when we worship avod zara, we're not called banim anymore. Tashma v'omer zara merei and banim ashchisim. V'chitem banim ashchisim u'demikru bani, u'demikru, b'nei ma'al yalom mikru. And if you're going to say, well, we're called banim ashchisim, we're not called sons, we're called the horrible son. Right? There's a big difference. We're not called regular sons, stam sons. So tashma v'omer v'ayi b'makom asher yomer lahem lo ami atem, yomer lahem b'nei kelchai. And it doesn't say banim ashchisim, b'nei kelchai. We're still called regular sons. So the Marsha points out that there are three levels of Ovrei Avera. He writes that he says that sinners can be divided into three categories. The first category is someone who sins because he knows nothing. He doesn't even have common sense to realize not to sin. He has no impulse control, doesn't think things through. The second one is someone who has a lot of common sense and he's an intelligent person, but was never taught the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do. Vagimel hayodeo umorid bribono. And the third level is someone who does know, was taught, and nevertheless still married. So that's what the Marsha says, those are the three levels. The fool is someone who has no das. The second one, who can't be trusted, is one who has das but was never taught anything. And then the evildoers, the ones who deal corruptly, the mashchisim, are the ones who know better and still still rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Obviously, this discussion in the Gemara over here of whether we are referred to as banim or not, and how the Gemara says that we're always called banim no matter what we do, at least according to Rav Meir, we're always called banim. It relates very much to the Gemara Bava Basra that we always quote. Gemara Bava Basra Daf Yud, with the conversation with Tarnas Rabbis and Rabbi Akiva, where Tarnas Rabbis famously asked Rabbi Akiva, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really loved Aniyim so much, why doesn't he just give them money? What do you have to give them money for? So Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not for the Aniyim, it's for us, to save us Medina Shel Gehenim. So says Tarnas Rabbis, Rabbi Akiva, Adrabba, Zushim Chayavtan LeGehenim. That should put you in Gehenim by giving them money. He says, I'll give you a mashal. L'melech Basar Adam Shekas Al Avdo V'chashar Beis Asur V'tziv Alav Shalalach. If a king gets angry at an Eved who has rebelled against him, and he throws him into a jail cell, and he tells everyone no one's allowed to bring him food, no one's allowed to bring him drink, and then some guy goes and secretly brings him food and drink, don't you think when the king hears about that, he's going to get angry at that guy? So obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at the Aniyim, he punished them, he didn't give them money, he didn't give them food, and you're feeding them? It's only going to make him more angry. And after all, aren't Klal Yisrael called Avadim? So when Hashem punishes Jewish people, it's as if a melech is punishing an eved. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's like a king who punishes his son and tells everyone, don't feed the son, don't give the son anything to drink. That's the real mashal. If someone goes and gives the son to drink, don't you think that when the king realizes this person saved his son's life and the king acted so irrationally and he almost crossed his his son his life. The king is gonna be very happy and is gonna want to reward this person for saving his son's life. That's the attitude the Ribbono Shalom has. So if at that point in the story, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva is saying, yes, we are called banim, even if we're being punished. We're called banim. We're always called banim. But Tarnasropas responds, and he says, what are you talking about? He says, Tarnasropas responds, Amar lo, atem kriyim banim ukriyim avadim. He says, no, you're called banim and you're called avadim. Bizman shatam osim ritzom shumakam atem kriyim banim. When you don't do the will of God, you're called avadim. You're not called banim. So Rabbi Akiva responds with a totally different pasuk. He says, "Okay, fine. The reason we give aniyim bread is because there's a pasuk in Devarim banim. There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, halo pros l'rav lachmecha v'aniyim rudim tavibayis. That whenever aniyim rudim come to your house, you're supposed to give bread to them. So it's a separate pasuk. So it sounds like at the end of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva was mother to Tarnas Ropas, that we're only called banim when we do Ritzon Hashem Makom, not when we go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which seems to be against the sheet of Rabbi Meir in this Gemara. So it sounds like Rabbi Akiva goes against Rabbi Meir in this Gemara. Unless you say that Rabbi Akiva just realized that, you know, he's not going to get anywhere with logic. Trying to argue Tarnas Ropas with logic, he's always going to come up with some counter-argument. So he figured he might as well, why bother answering him anymore? Just quote a pasuk and say it's Gzeres HaKasav, it's just what we do. And leave the conversation like that. He just didn't want to escalate the conversation, but it could be that he wasn't in fact moda to Tarnas Ropas. Okay, says the Gemara Vayit, Mishnah. Hasmichos vatnufos vagashos vakmitzos vaktaros vamalikos vakabolos vazos nogim vanashim lobanashim. These mitzvos apply to men and not to women. Smicha on an animal, the tnufos, whatever waving needs to be done by a karban, hagashos, bringing something close. Kmitzos, taking a kmitza, a kometz, a fistful or a partial fistful. Haktaros, being maktir something, burning something on the mizbeach. Malikos is the malika is ba'of, is how they shech the oaf from the back of the neck with the fingernail. Hakabalos, kabalos adam, vazos, the sprinkling. All of this is knowing only for men, not for women. Chutz mi mincha sota, nazira shein menifos. Except for by the mincha sota and the mincha of the nazira, that they are menifos, that they do the waving, because the waving is supposed to be done by the bailim. Now, if you look at the top tosos on Amud Beis, relates to this. Chutz mi mincha sota, nazira shein menifos. Frak tosos in Tomar, typically the kolhani enim ksheros benashim with rishem mechusre begadim. He says, I don't understand. You don't need to tell me these things are only known by men and not by women, because if you're not wearing the big dekuna, you can't do this. And women don't have big dekuna. There's no mitzvah big dekuna for women. So anyway, it should be possible. Even kohanim, when they're not wearing the big dekuna, don't have the status of kohanim legabe the avoda. They have status of kohanim legabe the kavod you give them and other things, but they don't have the status of kohanim legabe the avoda. So v'yeshlomer demari shel lav shuas habegadim. Now maybe we're talking about women who are wearing big dekuna. Inami yeshlomer kivin shlom nistava big dekuna lav mechus shabegadim. Or very nice kiddush. Why is it that kohanim are called mechus shabegadim? That kohanim can't do any of these things when they're mechus shabegadim because they have the mitzvah to wear big dekuna. Women don't have the mitzvah to wear big dekuna, so maybe they're not called mechus shabegadim at all. Okay, there are a number of other nice toasts in here, but we're sort of pressed for time. So says the Gemara, smichus dechsiv daberel bnei yisrael v'samach bnei yisrael samchum v'emros yisrael samchus. How do I know smichus doesn't apply to women? Because it says bnei yisrael, so we dash and not benos yisrael. Tnufos. How do I know women don't do tnufos? Daberel bnei yisrael v'hinif bnei yisrael v'nif. Even veminos shel menifos. Again, it uses bnei Yisrael. Hagashos. Tchsiv v'zos taras haminchah akariv osa hakariv osa bnei Aaron. Bnei Aaron v'lo benos Aaron. Again, it says bnei Aaron, and we dash not benos Aaron. Kemitzos. Tchsiv v'avil bnei Aaron v'kamatz. Bnei Aaron v'lo benos Aaron. Again, it says bnei Aaron, not benos Aaron. Haktaros. Tchsiv v'ktiros so bnei Aaron. So again, bnei Aaron v'lo benos Aaron. That haktaros only done by bnei Aaron, not benos Aaron. V'malikos. Tchsiv v'malak v'hiktir iskish malika la'aktara. That we have a hekish between Malika and Haktara. So since we already darshan, Haktara is only Bnei Aaron, so Malikos are compared to Haktara, so therefore it's not by women. Hakabalos, tichsiv v'krivu Bnei Aaron, v'amamar, v'krivu zu Kabbalas Adam. That v'krivu relates to Kabbalas Adam, and it says Bnei Aaron, so again we learn Bnei Aaron v'lo Bnos Aaron. Hazah, v'hazaos, hazah deheicha. What hazah are we talking about? If we're talking about the azah of the para, well, it already says Elazar in the parsha, so we know that anyone who's not on the stature of Elazar, which Rashi says anyone who's not a kohen, anyone who's a kohen hediot, who's not a kohen gadol, can't do the azah of the para anyway. So obviously women are excluded because a woman can't be the kohen gadol. Tulsa says Tulsa is not sure about that. He says that you only see that then by Elazar, but Lidoros, Tulsa says we do have a limud to say according to the shita that this applies Lidoros, but there is another shita that holds it doesn't apply Lidoros. Also, he's not sure about the fact that Elazar was a kohen gadol. What are you talking about? Aaron was a kohen gadol. But anyway, idipara Elazar kasevba, ide dipnim hakohen Mashiach kasevba. And if it's relating to lifnayv lifnim on Yom Kippur, so the kohen Mashiach is the only one that could do that, and a woman can't be the kohen Mashiach, can't be the kohen gadol. Ella hazaa deben of da asya bekal v'chomer mi ben son. Rather, the hazaa that we're referring to is that the za'a of a chatas of, that you do a hazah of the dam of the chatas, and it's not talking about the paraduma, nor is it talking about the avodah yom kippur. And we learn it as a kavachomer from ben son. Uma ben son shlo kavalo koin l'shkitaso, kavalo koin l'aza'aso, just like by ben son, there's no requirement to have a koin do the shkita. Nevertheless, there is a requirement to have a koin do the hazah. Ben of she kavalo koin l'milikaso, en udin she yikvalo l'aza'aso. So ben of, where there is a requirement that a Kohen does the equivalent of Shechita by an Oaf. By Oaf it's not Shechita, it's Malika, but there is a requirement that the Kohen does the Malika of the Oaf. So Kal v'chomer, there's a requirement that the Kohen is going to be doing the Hazaa. So again, that's how we know that it's not going to be Benos Aaron, because it's got to be a Kohen doing the Hazaa. Chutz mimincha Sota Nazira. Now, at the end of the Mishnah, we said that the Sota and the Nazira do their own waving. Right? So I'm going to let Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshia. The Dare, Rabbi Elazar said to the Rabbi Yoshia that lived in his generation, that was his contemporary, Lo Tesva Karecha Da Amrli Lahash Maitza, Minayin Lemincha Sota Shatuna Tunufa. He says, don't sit down until you're able to explain to me how we know that the Sota, that the Mincha of a Kabbin Sota, the Kabbin Mincha of a Sota requires Tunufa. So he says, Minalan Begufa Ksiv, it says Beferish, Vehenefes Mincha. What do you mean? It says it in the Pasuk. That's not a very good question. El Tunufa Bebaila Minalan. He says, no, how do you know that the Tunufa has to be done by the owner of the carbon, that it can't be done by someone else? So asi yad yad mishlamim. So he says, no, we learn it out from carbon shlamim. Ksif hachav lakach hakoin miyad ha'isha, ksif hasam yadav teviyena, makan koin, haflalan koin. Just like by the shlamim, it's referring to a koin, so to over here has to be a koin, and malahalan, I'm sorry, just like over here, by the sot it's koin, so to over there it's koin, malahalan bailim, afkan bailim. And just like by the shlamim, it's relating to the bailim, so to over here you need the bailim. Well, haketzad, how could you have both the koin and the bailim? I mean, one of them is doing the tenufa. How could they both be doing the tenufa? Koin machnas yada tachs yad bailim umeinif. The way you do it is you have the koin sticks his hand underneath the hand of the bailim, and they do the waving together. Ashkan sota nazira minalan. That's good for sota. How do you know the same is true by nazira? Asya kaf kaf ni sota. We derive it from sota. So Frek tells us, wait a second. The koin's hand goes underneath the sota's hand when they do the waving. Tosa says, isn't that a chatzitza? If the kohen needs to do the waving, doesn't he have to be touching the kli? So why isn't that a chatzitza between his hand and the kli? So Tosa says, he says, haraya, the halacha is if you have two shutfin, you can't have one shutaf, you can't have one partner put his hand underneath the hand of the other partner, it's going to be considered a chatzitza. So Tosa says, first answer, that you can't compare the two cases. Since the Torah says you need the Kohen and the Bailim, and this is the only way to do it, so Mela, it's not going to be called a Chatzitza. But by regular carbon, where you just have two Shutfin involved, you have two Shutfin bringing the same carbon, there's no Gzeres HaKasav that needs to be brought by two people. So that's why it's going to be considered a Chatzitza over there. Furthermore, he says, another Peshat, he says, who says that Atachas Yad Bailim means that the Kohen literally puts their hands underneath the hand of the bailim? It could just be they hold different parts of the kli, that one of them holds the bottom of the kli, the other one holds the side of the kli. It's just an expression, tachas yad bailim. It doesn't literally mean that they put their hand underneath the hand of the bailim. That's Tosos over here. Tosos in Mesechas Sota, and Daf Yutesh Amud Aleph asks a kasha that may have bothered us a little bit more. Tosos says,
It's not mechor hadavar. Here's a sota's a woman, right? She's holding the kli. The kohen's going to put his hand on her hands, under her hands. Isn't that mechor hadavar? How could you do that? It's an isra negia, isn't it? So says Tosfos number one. He's maniach mapa. He puts a mapa between them. He puts a cloth between them. So that's a big shaila in halacha, right? You're allowed to put a mapa. You wear gloves and you can touch whoever you want. That all of a sudden there's no issur of the negi anymore if you put on gloves. Ravad Yosef is the truth about a chacham who gets kissed on his hand, and when people come, so the women wanted to come and they kissed the chacham's hand. He wanted to know if the chacham can wear a glove to have the women kiss the hand. And he said, absolutely not. That's not okay. And secondly, Tosfos says maybe they brought an old kohen, so he didn't have as much of a yetzer hara. So it's never going to lead to your hurim or negi b'dar chiba, and it's not even going to be mechur davar. Unbelievable kula. No, as long as someone's an old man, so and his yetzer hara is a little bit sedate, so it's not going to be a problem. Third answer, he says, no, it could even be a young kohen, but it's only l'sha'a. It's only very quick, and since it's very quick, there's no yetzer hara. That perhaps is a big heter in terms of handshakes in business. Rabbi Willig used to say that he would always tell people to give the dead fish when you have to give a handshake in business. Then he found out that you get fired if you do that. Then he used to say, do a bone crusher, squeeze really hard, found out you get fired if you do that. Then he said, just do very quick, a quick handshake, and it's only l'sha'a, it's only for a single moment, there won't be yetzer hara.